Like the palm tree, this Christmas pine tree is a Florida native. So are the rest of the trees here. Instead of being shipped down from the north, they were grown on a North Florida farm near High Springs.
Certainly the advantage we have is, again, the fresh cut aspect of our trees, because they're for the local market. We cut them on an as-needed basis only. That's what separates me and other Florida growers from everyone else, that we can sell a fresh-cut Christmas tree.
Experts at the University of Florida say that many Florida farmers are digging themselves into a financial hole, and Christmas trees could be an alternative to traditional farming and traditional crops.
During Christmas season in 1985, approximately 1 million trees were trucked into the state. During that same period, only approximately 15,000 trees were available for sale by Florida producers. And even if we can expand to 25% of the market, we will capture a tremendous amount of money, which then leaves the state ordinarily every year.
To encourage Christmas tree production, University of Florida foresters are now at work developing the best tree possible, which will be made available to Florida growers. But there are no guarantees. Gary Pruitt has won awards, and one of his trees is in the governor's mansion in Tallahassee. And he says you have to remember it's a 3 to 4 year gamble before the first tree is ready for market. In Gainesville, I'm John Matthews.